posted on Facebook community page, James Driscoll shared a post to Chesney Kleingen Apartments' timeline. December 1st at 3:14 p.m. Denver, Company. It is World AIDS Day 2015. I thought I would bring something of importance to community here in this at Chesney Kleingen Apartments in Denver, Colorado. Please Daryl approve this post. Thank you. Remembering our loved ones we lost to AIDS on World AIDS Day. At Chesney Kleingen Housing Incorporated. Scott King's photo. Scott King, December 1st at 5:38 a.m. Remembering our loved ones we lost to AIDS on World AIDS Day. Comments James Driscoll. Do we all know that it has been possible to search the AIDS quilt for an individual name and display the panels? http://www.aidsquilt.org/view-the-quilt/search-the-quilt I sure hope people are still involved in the knowing this project is still active. There are new panels added to the database. The quilt of all panels is so large it cannot be displayed all at one location. Search the Quilt the Names project. You can see the AIDS Memorial Quilt in a number of ways, by searching the entire 54-ton quilt on this website, by visiting a display of the quilt in your community, or by touring the national headquarters in Atlanta. UAIDSquilt.org December 1st at 4:22 p.m. James Driscoll Father, I do not know how many people have multiple panels in remembrance. But I do know searching for Marlon Riggs returns three individually art-crafted panels. Maybe that shows something more of why this man's work is important to not forget and bring into community. This would especially apply to our youth who are more and more less involved in history of individuals dead when we don't speak or share anything about them anymore. Then further, why Marlon Riggs seems to be lost to both these communities I have resided in. For he can't be just forgotten about both in APE Oakland and in Denver, Colorado AIDS Project, for matching resources are in both locations. Have we lost our sanity? I have not lost mine. December 1st at 3:21 p.m. James Driscoll, Panel 1, http://173.165.165.3651/FMRES/FMPRO.http://173.165.165.3651/FMRES/FMPRO?DB=search%20%20O quilt.FP5&KE=3957% December 1 at 3:22 p.m. James Driscoll, Panel 2, http://173.165.165.3651/FMRES/FMPRO.http://173.165.165.3651/FMRES/FMPRO?DB=search%20%20O quilt.FP5&KE=3957% DG December 1 at 3:22 p.m. James Driscoll, Panel 3, http://173.165.165.3651/FMRES/FMPRO.http://173.165.165.3591/FMRES/FMPRO?DB=search%20%20O quilt.FP5&KE=4007% DG December 1 at 3:23 p.m. James Driscoll. Did this community in Denver, Colorado? Denver, Colorado AIDS Project know that there is a matching HIV housing community such as we are living here at Chesney Kleingen Apartments? It is called Marlon Riggs Apartments. No kidding. No Facebook page, which is a shame. http://jscoe.net/.marlon-riggs-apartments-vernon-street/.marlon-riggs-apartments/.vernon-street-john-stewart-company Phone 510-451-1161 Email marlonrigg@jscoe.net Address 269 Vernon St. City, Oakland Zip 94610 Region, San Francisco Bay Area JSCO.net December 1st at 3:26 p.m. James Driscoll. Why did Oakland remember Marlon to build up an apartment building in his name and forget when I addressed these issues in my eviction case? I will move on. I am here now in Denver, return to housing status. Don't want to ruffle too many feathers of nervous birds here to what I might as well uncover. If there be any under-the-carpet secrets about these housings that the public should know about. But when I stood up, slam out and go to hell and death is all they cared. Not in Marlon's apartments but in the Baptist alternative called Allen Temple Manor. I guess when these places were built, there was a misconceived notion that the housing was actually for wellness and sustainable independent living and not for just a place to die. Overall point of view of mine based on actual events, not hypothetical speculation by ongoing case by case by case, that would be eviction case after eviction case after eviction case of hurt made against that community is still embedded the unvarnished tale of the noosphere, the entire collective of all human knowledge because of me.